Well, Jim, those guitars can only mean one thing.
And that's right, Mark. It's time for that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I am Jim Samaria.
Yes, and I am your co-host, Mark Plotnick. Once again, Jim and I bring you music, insights, backstories, humor, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s, wherever the music takes us.
Yes, and Mark and I are authors of the book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which you can find at Valhalla Records in Oak Park, where I was raised. Our book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day, with words by my co-host who subscribes to the proverb, money never made a man happy, yet nor will it. The more he has, the more he wants.
That's right. Interesting words from Benjamin Franklin, whose face is now on a $100 bill. How do you like that? Well, speaking of money, the Beatles also offered their perspective. They sang, I don't care too much for money, but money can't buy me love.
Yeah, Mark, but the Beatles also covered the Motown song Money, co-written by Berry Gordy, where they said, the best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money. That's what I want.
That's right. I say, show me the money, Jim.
That's right. Show me the money. So what's with the money talk today,
Mark?
Well,
I'll tell you. I'm glad you asked. Today's show is all about money.
I love money. That's so cool. Will we be discussing record sales, recording contracts? What are we going to be talking about?
No.
How about perhaps the high cost of today's concert tickets?
Wrong, Mr. Moneybags.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Let's look into the net worth of rock stars. How about that? Living or dead?
Close, but no cigar. Today's show is about song titles containing the word money. And you wouldn't believe how many I found.
15?
Oh, God, hundreds.
Hundreds, really?
Hundreds of overall, all genres.
Okay, well, let's spend the station's money and let's play some of the songs you've found.
Oh, we have money here? Okay.
Money.
Well, I'm in. You know, Jim, Monty Python has a totally different perspective about money. So let's begin with Monty Python's The Money Song. You'll hear Eric Idle singing, you can keep your Marxist ways for it's only just a phase. Money, money, money makes the world go round.
Well, now for something completely different. That's not a classic rock song.
Good.
But we'll go wherever the music takes us, like you said,
that's
Mark.
That's right.
So let's start by playing Monty Python's Money Song from their 1989 album, Monty Python Sings.
I've 90 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
There
is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.
Money, 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 money.
Love Monty Python. Well, let's get to another money song by one of my favorite artists of all time, Mr. Tommy James. He's a wonderful guy. I photographed him in concert, and he was kind enough to endorse our book. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the song we're going to play is Money, Money.
Wait a minute. There's no E in those words.
Yeah, but it's close enough. All right. And besides,
okay.
I love the song.
Okay.
Actually, Tommy James has said those words have no special meaning. He and his writing partner were working on a song title when James took a break and walked out on his balcony while they were in Manhattan. He saw a flashing neon sign that read M-O-N-Y, Money. And as many as you know, those letters represent the Mutual of New York Insurance Company. And that's how the song got its title.
You know, Jim's song titles can be stranger in fiction. We do know Billy Idol recorded an outstanding version of this song in 1981. But let's play the original by Tommy James and the Shondells. Here's Money, Money.
Hey!
It was Money Money by Tommy James and the Shondells. And our next song is by a guy who is known as the Piano Man.
Ah, Jim, you must mean me.
No. You wish. No, I'm talking about Billy Joel.
Oh.
And the song is Easy Money. Joel was asked to write a song for the Rodney Dangerfield movie that was also titled Easy Money.
And Billy Joel is a huge soul music fan. His idols include Ray Charles, Otis Redding, and James Brown. And why is this important? I'll tell you why. Because Joel and his producer, Phil Ramone, wanted the song to sound like a live soul music review, and they succeeded.
That is true, and it's good stuff. So let's visualize Rodney Dangerfield. I don't know how I want to visualize Rodney Dangerfield, but
yeah.
But let's listen to the song Easy Money by Billy Joel. Was Easy Money by Rodney Dangerfield. I mean Billy Joel, right? Okay. You are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, where we play the most memorable music of all time.
You're a funny guy, Jim.
Funny how?
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm here to amuse you.
Well, our next song is unrelated to the Woody Allen movie of the same name. Take the Money and Run. That happens to be a Steve Miller song with a Bonnie and Clyde theme.
The song grew out of Steve Miller's road trip experiences with his family. They would take long trips. See how I said long trips? Listening to the radio, and they were singing along.
Well, for those of you less familiar with Steve Miller, he's had a long and successful career as a blues-influenced pop rocker. And when he was young, his father would bring home musicians such as Charlie Mingus and Les Paul. And I gather their influence paid off because decades later, Steve Miller was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Here's a little trivia for you, Mark.
Okay.
He formed his first band at age 12, and one of his bandmates was his high school friend, Boz Skaggs.
Really?
Yep. So here's the Steve Miller Band playing the 1976 song, Take the Money and Run. Steve Miller and Take the Money and Run. And now we're going to play a couple of blues songs that have the word money in it. A lot of blues songs talked about money, mostly about not having it. but for example, Texas blues guitarist Albert Collins once recorded the song Master Charge.
Hey, wait a minute. Money isn't in that title.
True, but plastic equals money these days. I mean, the only time I pay cash is when I go to McDonald's.
Yeah, and the only time I pay cash is when we slip our producer an envelope under the table to
quiet.
Keep us on the air.
Quiet, FCC monitors the station.
Well, don't worry. Wait until he tries to spend it. It's Monopoly money.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He won't know the difference.
They throw in those little houses in there and hotels, too?
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
How about the little shoe?
Stop making me laugh. Come on.
Okay. Well, enough of this nonsense. By the way, the song Master Charge was written 1 year before the company changed its name to MasterCard. So here is the master of the Telecaster lecturing his women or woman or whatever about running up the balance on her MasterCard.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. has a charge card. Yet I got it the other day. I owe $500 just for yesterday. I said, honey, here's a present. Go out and shop around. Get a couple of dresses and browse around downtown. She did just what I told her. Bought one, two, or three. Then came home looking silly, making goo-goo eyes at me. Master charge, master charge, a bag of milk car. Master charge, master charge, a bag of milk car. Master charge, master charge, a bag of milk car. I said, did you get your dresses? She said, yes, one or two. But I had to get me some shoes, and I needed some jewelry too. She had $200 dresses that I could have made and I can't sew. $50 pair of shoes, and I thought you wore so-and-so. Said, what about the jewelry? As calmly as I could. She said, honey, you'll love them. They're pure. Master charge, master charge, a bag of milk car. Master charge, master charge, a bag of milk car. Master charge, master charge on the thing, a bag of milk car. Let's charge it. Let's charge it.
That was the great Albert Collins playing Master Charge. Well, Jim, there's no more harsh commentary on the music video business than the song Money for Nothing by Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits.
Yeah, it's right up there. But the story behind the song, that's so interesting. Knopfler wrote the song while gazing at televisions in a New York City appliance store. He was watching an MTV video when a blue-collar type guy began making crude remarks about the rock stars in the video.
Yeah, and according to Motley Crue, and I did not know this until I did some research, co-founder Nikki Sixx said that those rock stars in that video were Motley Crue. And there's more. Although Knopfler was not keen on making music videos, he was very impressed with ZZ Top's success, kind of revitalized their career, and he wanted to write an MTV-friendly hit. So naturally, Knopfler wanted to replicate the distinctive tone of Billy Gibbons' guitar. And the remarks that the appliance store worker was making were also included in the song.
Yeah, but it's still a good song.
Yeah.
But thanks to the enormous success of this song and video, Dire Straits would sell over 30 million copies of their 1985 album Brothers in Arms. So here's the band with local vocal assistance from Sting. Yeah, Sting's on this song, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the song, Money for Nothing.
Oh, I am too. that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen delivery. Hawaiian noises, he's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing, get your chicks for free. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
That was Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. Please stay tuned for part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the wonderful WHRULP 101.5 FM, where we are playing songs about moolah.